Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Ayin Alf. We begin on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous dafim, which speak about doing many different inadvertent transgressions in one lapse of awareness, which Shkogis Harba Behelam Echad. And the Gemara continues and says the following statement from Rava. Amar Rava, Katzer V'tochen K'Gregorus. If someone reaped and he ground down something the size of a Gregorus, that's the size of a dried fig, which is the shear that is for all the Isuri Malachas of Shabbos regarding foods, it always uses the size of a Gregorus. So the halacha is as follows. We're talking about a specific case. B'shigigus Shabbos, b'zodim malachas. So someone, again, he reaped something or he grounded something with the unintentional concept of Shabbos. That is, he didn't realize that it was Shabbos. He thought maybe it was Tuesday. But it was intentionally when he did the malachas. That is, he knew what he's doing is grinding and he knew what he's doing is reaping. So the halacha in such a case is that a person would only be liable for one chatas because it was one shkaga, one mistake of Shabbos. So even if you did 10 malachas, and here in this case you did 2 malachas, you're only liable for one karban chatas, for the one shkaga that you did, one mistake was that you didn't know it was Shabbos. However, the story continues. The chazr v'katzr v'tochen k'gregorus. And then again he went, and he reaped and he ground something the size of a gregorus, again something to make himself liable. This time it was in the reverse. B'zodin Shabbos b'shigis malachas. Now, he realized it was Shabbos. Someone told him or whatever, he found out. But this time, he unintentionally did this. He didn't know that this was considered reaping and this was considered grinding. And in such a case, where then you were shogeg on the malachas, so each malacha is a separate shogeg. Therefore, in that case, you'd be chayv two. One for the ktsira, for the reaping, and one for the tchina, one that's for the grinding. And now we're talking about that he didn't know between these two sins that he had sinned on either one. Again, the shaygig is that you don't know that what you're doing is wrong. And the first case, he didn't know that it was Shabbos. Second case, he didn't know that the malachas were considered malachas. So he did the same malacha, ketzir and tchino, first time, which is only one chatas, because he had mistaken about Shabbos, but he knew the malachas he was doing was malachas, but he didn't think it was Shabbos. Second time around is, he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that this, what he's doing, is considered ketzirah, reaping, and this he didn't know is considered tchina, grinding. And he didn't know between the two times that he made these shkagas that he had erred and that he had made this mistake. Then, after he did these four malachas, one ketzir and tchina with not knowing it's Shabbos, and one not knowing that it's malachas but knowing that it's Shabbos, then he found out about the fact that he had done ketzira, reaping, and tchina, grinding on Shabbos, and that is either one of the ketzira or the tchina, or if he knew about both of them. That is, he found out about the first one that he had done wrong, the one he had done inadvertently about Shabbos, but he knew that he was doing the grinding and the reaping. He just didn't know that it was Shabbos, and then he separated karbachatas. Now this karbachatas is going to be mechaper on both the ketzira and the tchina, because again, they're both fit into one liability of the shagaga of Shabbos. Because again, the first case was talking about when he did that ketzir and tchina is that he knew he's grinding, he knew that he's reaping, but he didn't know that it was Shabbos. He made the mistake on Shabbos, and there that's only one shagaga, which was making you liable for one chatas. And then after that, he found out that what he had done, it was wrong, that he found out that it was Shabbos, that he had done ketzir and tchina, which again fit into this one karban chatas. And then he found about the second grouping that he had done wrong. He found out that when he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that what he had done was considered malach of ketzir and tchina, he found out that was also something that he was over on the chil of Shabbos. So again, he first found out there was two groupings. One ketzir tchina, when he didn't know it was Shabbos, but he realized what he was doing was considered malacha, but he thought it was Tuesday. And the other case was told him that he had done ketzir tchina, but he knew that it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize this is considered halachically ketzir, and this is considered tchina. And then he found out first about the first grouping, that now he separated karmachatas, because if he did one or two, it doesn't make a difference, it's still only one karmachatas. Then after he separated that karmachatas, then he gave meher, and he heard that the second grouping that he did was also wrong. Because although then he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize they had done malachas that he thought were malachas. So Rava says the following halacha. We continue on to the top of Ayin Aleph and Aleph. Ketzira gereres ketzira. The reaping draws the other case of the reaping. Utchina gereres tchina. And the case of the grinding draws the other case of the grinding. And that is the ketzira of the first case that he's bringing a karmachatas on the first one that he found out about, and he separated karmachatas. It's mechaper, the second ketzira, from the second grouping with its kapara, and the same goes for the grinding. that they're all going to be included in the kapara of the one carbon that he separated after he found out about the first grouping that he had done wrong. Because we have a klal that says that ochol shnei zesi chelev behelem achad, which is the concept of if you eat two kezaisim, which each kezais is a shear of being chayev, if you eat two kezaisim of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness, then you're only liable for one karbon chatas. Oh, because although it's two shiurim that could be make you liable for two, but it's a one lapse, it's considered one big avir. Now this person that he did these two katsiris, these two groupings, in one lapse of awareness, because he didn't know between the first group of reaping and the second group of the reaping that he had sinned. So although that the second lapse was different than the first lapse, because the first lapse was that he didn't realize that it was Shabbos, and the second lapse he didn't realize that it's Malacha, but ultimately it's still one lapse of awareness that he didn't know between the two groupings of Katsir that he had sinned. And it's always the knowledge of the sin that separates it and turns it into something that's Mechayib Yehu Karbon, and then when you do it again, that's Mechayib a new Karbon. So then with this Chatas that he's brought, that he already separated on the first Katsira and on the first Tchina, is going to include all of them, even the second group. And that is the second Katsira will be included with the first Katsira because they were done Behelem Echad in one lapse of awareness. And the same goes for the Tchina, that the second one will be included in the first one because they were also done Behelem Echad. And therefore, although they were separated first for that one, the second one is going to be automatically included because since they were done Behelem Echad, they're considered one long Avera, so to speak. That's what Rava says in that case. However, if the case is a little different, the halacha is going to change. But let's say he first found out about the reaping of when he knew it was Shabbos, but that he didn't know that what he was doing was considered Malacha. And that is, he first found out about the second Katsira, which again, as we said, that he knew about Shabbos, but he didn't know it's Malacha. And he separated a carbon because he realized he had done something wrong. Now, since this carbon that's going on the second Katsira will not include the Tchina that was done with it, because on the Katsira and the Tchina, you're going to be liable for two separate carbon chatois, because here this each Shgaga was separately. It wasn't a Shgaga on Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know this was Katsira, didn't know this was Tchina. So therefore, the Loch is going to change, and that is Katsira Gereres Katsira. That is, the second reaping will drag along with it the first Katsira. And that is, as the halacha, as we said, that when you have two, you ate two shiurim of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness, they're all included in one, and therefore here, since the second one, the first one of the reapings, he didn't know in between, so it's considered one lapse of awareness, so therefore it like drags along with it, the carbon that is being on the second one will include the first one. And also, v'tchina sheima, it will also drag together the grinding of the first group together with the ktsira of the second group. And that is, because since based on the concept of Greira, that now the first Katsira is going to be included with the second Katsira, that although the main concept of the carbon that was being brought over here was not for the Katsira that was with the first Tchina, rather it's only included because since it was brought for the second Katsira, and the second Katsira does Greira, it pulls, drags together the first Katsira with the second one, but now once you're bringing a carbon on the first Katsira, based on because it's included in the second Katsira, now it's, so it's being mechaperit, now that kapara can't be split between that first Katsira and the first Tchina because it was on the Shagaga of Shabbos. And therefore, once it's being mechaper on the first Katsira, that's going to include also the first Tchina because you can't have one kapara without the other because it was one lapse of awareness of Shabbos. And now once you're including the first Katsira, that's including also the first Tchina. So it's almost like a certain train. You have the second Katsira, which includes the first Katsira based on the halachic concept of Bahalama Achas with one lapse of awareness, consider one long Avera of Katsira. Now once the first one is included in the second one, so now the Tchina that's with the first one, since it's one real Avera of Helam of Shabbos, so the Tchina of the first one is included with the Katsira of the first one, which is based on the Greira of the second Katsira. However, Utchina Shekenegda, however, the grinding, that's the last grinding, which is opposite the grinding of the first one, that is Bimkoimai Medes. That stays in its place. And that is, when you'll find out about the second grinding, you'll be liable on it its own carbon chatas. And that is, because we don't say Greira Le Greira. We don't say that the second Tchina, the second grinding, should be included with the first grinding. Because of the concept of when you have two Isurim in one lapse of awareness, because although the first grinding is included in the first reaping, that's because the first reaping is based on the concept of Helamachat, and then it'll do Greira on the first grinding, But now you can't say the first grinding will now drag along, schlep along the second grinding, because that's called greira legreira. Greira legreira we don't say. And therefore, in that type of case, the one that will be left out, so to speak, that will have its be liable for its own karbachatis, is the second chinah. Because again, as we said, the carbon was being brought on the second ketzir, which based on the concept of helam echad will include the first ketzir. Now, greira will say that once we're including the first ketzira, which is based on helam echad, it will include the first chinah. Now, however, you can't go the next step and connect and say another greira that say that the first tchina will include the second tchina because now it's one lapse of awareness because that's called greira legreira, and that many steps we don't do. However, the Gemara says, Abaya argues, says, no, tchina nami greira tchina. Since we're going and we're chaining it all together, since the first tchina is included in the first ktsir because it's connected to the last ktsir, so now the first tchina, once that's potter from a carbon, it drags along the second tchina because they were both done in Helam Echad. As he says, Shem Tchina Achasi, it has one name of grinding, and that is although the first Tchina itself was only being potter because of the concept of Greira, that it was like Noch Geschlept with the first Ketzira, still you say Greira Le Greira, and now the first Tchina could schlep along the second Tchina and say that it will also be potter from a carbon. Menav the Gemara asks, on this Machlekes of Rav and Abaya, Umi Esli Le Rav Greira, does Rav even hold to the concept at all of Greira? Because Rava, at least, although he doesn't agree to greira legreira, he holds of tchina she'ima. That is, he said that you'll drag along the first tchina with the first ktsira, and that although the carbon wasn't really being brought for the first ktsira, it was only being brought for the second ktsira, but once it's included in Helam Echad, it'll drag along its tchina, but it just won't drag along the next tchina because of greira legreira. But one greira he holds up. Because the question is only on the first tchina, because the other ones are not the concept of greira. Because the fact that the second ketzira drags along the first ketzira in one lapse of awareness, again, that's not greira because every aveira that's done many times, if it's one lapse, that's only one chatas. It's like you did one aveira. It's one long ketzira. That's not a greira at all. But at least tchina, the first grinding together with the first ketzira, that's the concept of greira. And that the Gemara is asking, does Rava even hold to the concept of greira? However, va'itma, but we had learned, which seems to say that it doesn't hold to the concept of greira. We said, if someone ate two sizes which would make him liable for karma chatas, he ate them of the forbidden fats, but he ate it in one lapse of awareness. Then he found out about one of them. He knew he had done wrong. Then he only heard about one of them, so there was two that he had done. He found about one of them. And then, before he found about the second one, he ate another kazayas in the lapse of the second one, because he didn't find out about it. So there's three. He had done two, both in one lapse of awareness. Then he found out about one, but the second one he still didn't know. And before he found out about the second one, he had done the third one, which was still in the lapse of the second one. So on that, Amar Rava said the following halacha would apply. If Havi carbon out Rishon, if he already brought a carbon on the first one, because that's the one he found out about, so then Rishon Vishin Miskapin, then the first one, the first Zayas of Chalev, and the second one will both have a kapara, because the second one was in the lapse of awareness of the first one, and we said that it's considered one long avera. But Gimelein Miskapin, the third one is not included in that kapara, because we don't say that once the second one is included in the kapara, the first one with its one lapse of awareness, then it should, so to speak, do greira on the third one, which is, since that was in the same lapse of awareness as the second one, that it should also be included in the second one, which is included with the first one. We don't say that, because we don't say greira, as the Gemara is going to show, that Rava doesn't hold to the concept of greira. And that's from here, where he said that the third one will not be included in the second one, although it's in the same lapse, to say that since the second one is included in the first one, it will schlep along the third one. However, let's say heavy carbon ala shlichi. Let's say he brought a carbon on the third one that he had eaten. That is, he's already found out about all of them. He heard he did already three averis of eating chaylev. Then shlichi b'shein miskapin. Then the third one and the second one both are included in the kapar because they were both in one lapse of awareness. Rishon ein miskapin, but the first one's not because when he had done the third one, he already knew about the first one, so it wasn't the same lapse of awareness. Heavy carbon ala mitzai, if he brings a carbon on the middle one, that is when he designated the carbon, he says, I want it to be brought for that Zayas, the middle one that I had done, then Rava says, then this kapakum, then they're all included in the kapar, because that's not greira, rather, they were all at some point in time in the same lapse of awareness as the second one, because the first one and the second one were one lapse. Then he found out about the first one, but before he found out about the second one, the third one was eaten in that lapse also, therefore when he brings out the second one, both the first and the third, albeit at different times, are included in the same lapse of awareness, and therefore if he brings a kapar on the second one, it'll be make a kapar on all of them. Abaya, Abaya says, no, afilo hevi karbon al echad mehem neskabukum. Doesn't make a difference which one you bring a karbon on. It's going to include all the other ones, as we said, because Abaya holds the concept of greira, that it will schlep along the other one, and all of them at some point in time are connected. So the question is, we see from this case that Rava doesn't hold of even one greira, because he says that when you bring the carbon on the first one, although it's going to make a kapar on the second one because it was the same lapse of awareness, the third one, although now that the second one is putter, it should, so to speak, schlep along the third one because they were in the same lapse of awareness, he doesn't say that. He says the third one will be liable for its own carbon. So you see, it doesn't hold the concept of greer. So how could he say over here that although the second katsir and the first katsir is one lapse of awareness, but the first grinding, he says, is pata, and that's only with the concept of greira, that once the first katsir is pata, so to the first chin will be pata, because it's one shgaga of Shabbos, but it doesn't hold to the concept of greira. And that the Gemara says, basa de shamim me Abaya savra. Once he heard the concept from Abaya, that Abaya said that even if you bring a carbon on one of them, that all of them are going to be included in that kapara, that he held to the concept of greira. So then Rava retracted, and he said this, what he had said, what we quoted before, that the first chinah, the first grinding, will be included in the first Ktsira with the concept of greira, and that is, he reversed and he agreed to the concept of greira after he had this machlokes with Abaya. But then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's so, that Rava held like Abaya that says greira, to tchina nami tigre la tchina, so then let the first tchina, first grinding, schlep along the second tchina, and that you should say that just like the first tchina is going to be putter because it's included with greira from the first katsira, so too it should schlep the second tchina that's opposite it because of the concept of now that two zeisim behelamecha, that since that the first tchina and the second tchina were in one lapse of awareness, although it's not really its own carbon that it should be included with it, but since it was noch geschlep from the first katsira, so then it should schlep all along the second tchina based on the concept of greira. That the Gemara says that greira is, although Rava agreed subsequently to the concept of greira, of dragging along, however, greira the greira lesley, does not hold the concept of dragging to the dragging, and here, since this first grinding was not its own kapara, only through the concept of greira, because you weren't bringing the carbon on it, and not even on the katsira that's with it was the carbon coming for. Rather, it was only from the concept of greira that was from the second katsira, which was one lapse of awareness with the first katsira, that then it dragged along the first tchina. Therefore, you can't go ahead and add another link to this chain, and to say that you will include the second tchina because that will be considered greira greira, and that much he doesn't do. So that is how we understand the machlekes between Abaya and Rava regarding that although both of them agree to greira, however, there's the machlekes if they agree to greira greira. But now the Gemara says that milsa de pshita luhu labaya v'rava, this concept that was at least obvious to both Abaya and Rava, although they argue, but both of them agreed that when you have a zadin of Shabbos and a shkoga of malachas, that is, when you had done a mistake regarding the malachas, and you also had a different type of category, which is a zadin of malachas and a shkoga of Shabbos, where your lapse of awareness was regarding Shabbos, that as we said, there was two groupings of cases. There was the first two that you had done wrong, which was the ktsir and tchina that you had mistaken about Shabbos, but you knew they were malachas. Then you did ktsir and tchina, that is, you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know that's malachas. On that, both Abaya and Rava agreed that really both could be included in the same carbon. And you don't say that the fact that they're two different types of averis, that they're two different halamas, one is a lapse of awareness of Shabbos and one's a lapse of awareness of malachas, that then you should be mechayev a carbon on each one separately. That for the zadin of Shabbos and shkoga malachas is one type of aver, on one carbon, and the one of shkoga Shabbos and zadin malachas have its own carbon. And that's because it's still one, the same type of action of both being reaping or both being grinding, in spite of the fact that they're different types of lapses, one regarding Shabbos, one regarding malacha. So that was simple according to Abaya and Rav, and they were just arguing about, can you go the next step of doing a greira legreira? However, miboyer le Reb Zera, that what was so obvious to them was a question that Reb Zera had posed. The boy Reb Zera Reb Asi. Reb Zera asked the following question from Reb Asi. V'amrila, and some say, boyman Reb Yirmim Reb Zera, kotzer v'tochin chatzi gregris b'shagagas Shabbos b'zodim malachas. If someone had reaped, or if he ground down, a half of a gregris, which is half the amount to be liable for either katsira or tchina, he had done it with a lapse of awareness regarding Shabbos, but he knew that it's a malacha, he just didn't know that it was Shabbos. Then, v'chazer v'kotzer v'toch and chatzi gregris, in the reverse type of case, b'zadin Shabbos v'shigris malachas, similar to the case that Abaye and Rav were talking about. And then he went ahead and did katsira or tchina, a half a shir, now with the knowing that it's Shabbos, but not knowing that it's a malacha. And he didn't know between these two categories that he had done the first one that he had originally sinned. The question was, Mao should starve? What's the halacha? Should they be mitzarf? Should these two katsiris be mitzdarf to a shear, that each one was a half a shear, each one was a half a gregus. Now you put them together, you'll be liable for a shear of a gregus. Will he be chayv? In other words, is it considered one lapse of awareness and therefore they mitzdarf? Or do you say that they're like two different lapses because one was a lapse regarding Shabbos, one was a lapse regarding Malacha, and therefore they're two different lapses, and therefore they're not mitzdarf? So you see that this that was so obvious to Abai and Rava was a question that was posed. And Amalei chalukin lechatois. So he answered him, not like this the understanding of Abai and Rava, rather that they have separate halachas regarding chatois. That is, in general, if each one had its own separate shear, one would not be included in the kapara of the carbon that the other one is brought. And therefore, since he held that each one is separate, we don't consider it as one lapse of awareness that one carbon will work. If each one had its own shear, each will have to bring its own carbon. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Blei mitzdarf," and that's what he answered. Therefore, they're not going to be mitzdarf. And you see that he held that it's not going to be mitzdarf, unlike the way Abai and Rava held. And therefore, since it has separate halachas regarding chatos, therefore, now in this case that you asked me, when they have a half a shear each, you're not going to be liable for carbon chatos because each one only had half, and we don't consider it one halama, one lapse of awareness, because they had different lapses. One was regarding knowing if it's Shabbos, and one was going to knowing if it's a malacha. But now the Gemara asks on this regarding the second step. That is, he said that good. They have a separate halacha regarding chatois. If each one had its own shear, you'd be liable a separate carbon chatos for each one. But then he took it to the next step. He said, since they have a separate halacha regarding each their own chatos, therefore they're not mitzdarf. If you have a half a shear and a half a shear, it's not going to make you liable even for one carbon chatos. But the Gemara asks, is that really true, that second step? Do you tell me that wherever they will have separate halachas for their carbon chatos, each one has its own shear, it'll be a separate carbon chatos, that loy mitzdarfi, that therefore they're not going to be joined together, that when they're each one half, that'll make the one shear of making one carbon chatos? But now we learn the Mishnah not like that. We learned, ochel chayla v'chayla behelam echad. If someone eats the forbidden fats, and then again he eats a shear of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness. And that is, what does that mean that he ate two different Yisurim? That is, he waited between them the shear of Achilles Pras, which is the amount of time that makes it considered as if it's two separate Achilles. But it was in one lapse of awareness. So then, Ein Chayv L'Achas, therefore you're only liable for one Karma Chatzis, although it's really like two separate Averas, two separate Achilles, but since it was one lapse of awareness, as we said, we consider it as one Avera regarding the Halachas of a Karma Chatzis. But let's say he had all these different Yisurim, forbidden fats, blood, leftover from the Kabbanas, and pigel, a carbon that had been brought with a machshava psula, and they were all eaten in one lapse of awareness. There it's different. There chayva kol achas v'achas. There you were liable for every single one, although it's one lapse of awareness, but they're all separate averis. And if it doesn't help, this one lapse of awareness is separate goofy averis, so you're going to be liable for each one separately. As the Mishnah says, that is a stringency that you have by many different types of averis, over when it's one type of aver, because if it's one type of aver, it's one lapse, you'll be liable only one karma chatas. When there are many different averis, although it's one lapse of awareness, you'll be liable for each one. What is the stringency that when it's one type of aver, that it has a stringency over when it's many different types of averis? That is, Shem ochel chatzi zayis, because of ochel chatzi zayis b'minechad chayim. If let's say you eat a half of a shear of this iser, and then you eat another half of a shear, another half of an olive, which is a shear, if it's from the same min, then you're chayiv. And that is because since it's in the same lapse of awareness, we're talking about in a case when let's say you didn't wait from the beginning of the first one until the end of the second one, more than the amount of achilas pras, and therefore since it's in one achila, and therefore, since it's one lapse of awareness, so if it's the same type of iser, it's going to be mitzdarf and it's going to be chayv. Mishnei min and pater, but if there are two different types, then you're going to be pater because two different types of averis, let's say chelam and dam, then not mitzdarf. Even if it's in one achila and one helam, one lapse of awareness, doesn't make a difference. A half a shear of chelav is not going to mitzdarf, but a half a shear of dam, and that will be a stringency of when it's one min, that over when it's many min, that by one min you'll be chayv achatas, and by many min you won't be. So now the Gemara says, Vavinba, and we had asked. It says that if it's, they're from one type of an avera, let's say chaylev, that then they're going to be liable. Do you have to say that? I mean, obviously, it's one achila. He didn't wait to shear. It's in 9 minutes or however much you're going to say achilas process. And because you can't say it's talking about that's two different achilas that you had waited to share achilas process from one to the next, because then nobody says you're going to be chayv. So we're talking about, let's say, in the period of 5 minutes, he ate a half his eyes and then he ate a half his eyes. Of course, it's a one a shear of eating. So of course you're going to be liable for karma chatas when it's the same type of food. Why do we have to say that? V'amr Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni, and therefore Rish Lakish had a name Bar Tutni, who was a name of a Chacham. So Chacham Eskinu, what we mean when we say that when it's 1 minute that you chayiv, is kagoyin she'ochlu b'shnei tamchuin. For example, it's in a case when he's eating from two different dishes. That is, we're talking about that it's considered two different dishes because one of this same type of, let's say, chaylev is roasted and one of them is cooked. And Rabbi Yeshua he da'amar tamchuin mechalkin. And we're going to Rabbi Yeshua that he says that dishes separate. That is, Rabbi Yeshua says in Masechtas Krisis that the dishes separate. For example, if someone eats two olives, two shiurim, in one lapse of awareness, but they're in two different dishes, he says that then you're going to be chayiv for two carbon chatas. That is, although when there's a one lapse of awareness, you're only going to be chayiv for one carbon chatas. But he says when there's two different dishes, you consider it literally like two different averis, and therefore you're going to be chayiv two chatois. And therefore, according to Bishu, he had to say that, however, regarding half a shear, although they're in two different dishes, that they are mitzdarf. And as the Gemara says, Ma'od Tema Amir Bishu bein l'kul bein l'chuma, that I would have thought that when Rabbi Yeshua says when they're in two different dishes, that they're considered totally separate, whether it's lakula or whether it's lachumra. And that is, I would have thought that he says whether it's lakula, like in our case over here, that it should be potter from being mitzdarf because they're two different dishes, or whether it's lachumra, for example, that when it is a separate shir shalom for each one, that you're liable for two, and still Rabbi Yeshua always said that they're considered separate, and therefore you'll be liable for two. And that is, as we said, that the case of when there are two, each one has a half a shear that you're going to be potter, that's the case of the kula. And the case of when each one has a full shear of his eyes that you're liable for two, that's the case of the chumra. So I would have thought, he always says, two different dishes, they're totally separate. And therefore, when each one has a shear of his eyes, so now you're going to be liable to chatois, even though it's in one lapse of awareness. But it should also go lakula, I would think, that if each one has a half his eyes, this one has a half his eyes, although I'm eating it in one shear achila, in one lapse of awareness, doesn't make a difference. We view it like one's chalev, one's dam. The two separate dishes, we view it separately, and therefore, they're not going to be mitzdarf, even lakula. K'mash melon, lakula loy amar. That's what I'm coming to tell you, that lakula, he didn't say that the two different dishes are going to consider two separate food items like chaylev and dam, and that they won't be mitzdarf. Of course they're going to be mitzdarf, and you're going to be chayv for one chatas. L'chumr kami, only said it l'chumr for as a stringency, that is, that since they're two separate dishes, although it's one lapse of awareness, then you'll be liable for two carbon chatois. Now that we quoted Rish Lakish, who explained the Mishnah by saying, what does it mean minachat chayv? Now the Gemara develops this question that we said before. But here, where Rabbi Yeshua had said in his statement, the chalukin lechatois, that they are considered separate for karbachatas, that is, if each one has its own shear of a kezias, since they're on two separate plates, we're going to consider it separately, and there'll be mechayiv each one of the separate chatas. But kometzdarvian, in spite of that, in spite of the fact that they're separate for the chatas, we say that they will join, and if each plate has a half a kezias, we'll make them join together if it's one eating, one lapse of awareness, to be chayiv one chatas. And that's unlike what we said before, that he had answered him. He said, no, since they're chalukin lechatois, they won't be mitzdarf. And here we see from this case, Rabbi Yeshua, that's not true, that although they are chalukin lechatois, they will be mitzdarf for the shir. So Amalei said to him, Mar Arisha Masnila, you're learning the statement of Rish Lakish, that he was explaining the Reisha, that was the case of Minachat Chayiv. On that he says that, what's the chiddush of Minachat Chayiv? Of course, if you're eating chaylev, treif, whatever it is, and you ate a half his eyes, and you waited 2 more minutes, and you ate it, it's in one achila, one lapse of awareness, of course it's going to be one. And therefore you have the question by saying that, you see from that case, that if he's explaining that over there, that the Minachat Chayiv means to say that it's two different plates, that you see that although there are chalukin lechatois, but there will be a star for the shear, and that's obviously difficult. And what I answered to you, that I said that no, if it's separate for chatois, they won't be mitzdarf. And therefore, as the Gemara says, Bekashale, so therefore you have the question that you say that in spite of the fact that they're chaluk and they're mitzdarf. However, anana seifa masninla, we learn the statement of Rish Lakish on the seifa. And therefore, v'lekashal, I don't have the question that you posed to me. And that is, the seifa says, mishnei minin pater. Again, it said two things. The chumra of 1 min over 2 min was the minachat chayiv. And the seifa said, mishnei minin mis pater. So we have the question and answer of Rish Lakish on the seifa. That is, it said mishnei minim pata, that if it's two different minim, let's say a half a zayis of chaylev and a half a zayis of dam, in one lapse of awareness and one eating, that you say that you pata. On that, our question was, tzarich lemim, do you have to say that? Of course. How could chaylev and dam be mitzdarv? And each one has less than a shir, so why do I have to say that it's pata? On that, v'mersh lokesh, mishum bartutni, lo'ilom minachad, that the sefer, when it said that two minim is pata, of course we're not talking about just two minim, because two minim, of course it can't be mitzdarv. Rather, it's really, when it says two minim, it really means 1 min. Now, why is it calling it two minim? Sha'ochl b'shnei tamchuin is because it was eaten in two separate places. Rabbi Yeshua, he done matam chuin mechalkin, and that's because it's going to give a shua that says that two separate plates considered like chelav and dam, like two different minim. As he said, two separate plates are different, and you're liable for chatas for each one, although it's in one lapse of awareness. V'akamash mulan, and that's what we were coming to tell you. That b'shnei minim yipater is the Rabbi Yeshua bein lekula bein lechama. To the contrary, that was the chiddush of shnei minim yipater. That two separate plates separate, it separates not only l'chumra that you'll be chayiv kezayis on each one separately in spite of the fact that they're one halama, but even when it's one halama and each one has a half a shear, they won't be mitzdarv because it's even the kula that he says this concept. And that is that they're not mitzdarv even if with both of them you have a shear together, since it's based tamchuyin, it's considered shnei minim, although it's really one min of chaylev, it's going to be separate, and that's like Rav Asi said, that they're not mitzdarv. That is, since they're not mechalk lechatois, it's not mitzvah, they're totally separate. And therefore, we don't have a question. But now the Gemara asks on that answer. You just interpreted, Rebasi, by saying that when the Sefer talks about shnei min and potter, it really means one min, or the same type, let's say chaylev, but two separate plates, and therefore we say they're not mitzvah. We'll continue on Tamid Beis. The Gemara asks on that interpretation, mechlal de reisha, so that would show that the reisha, when it says min echad chayev, that saying that he's chayev is obviously min echad v'tam chayechad. It's obviously that it's talking about that it's one min and one plate, because if the Sefer is talking about one type, but two plates is considered two min min's potter, so when the Reisha says that it's one min yuchayev, so we're talking about half a zayis of chaylev and another half a zayis of chaylev on the same plate, min echad v'tam chayechad tzrich l'mim, do I need to tell you that when it's the same type on the same plate that it's going to be chayev? Of course it's mitzvah. You don't eat it. You have 9 minutes or whatever the shir achila is present. It's within that shir achila. And one lapse of awareness, of course you're going to be chayev because they're mitzvah. If they're, it's in the same shir of achila. So how can you say that the sefer that says shnei minim is potter is one min on two plates? So obviously the ratio is talking about one min on one plate. Why do I need to say that chiddush? Of course you're going to be chayev. So Rav Huna, how come I can hear that? What we're talking about in the Reisha, why would we have to tell you that you're chayiv? We have to, because it's talking about kagan choisla yediya bein time. We're talking about that, although it's the same plate and the same type of chaylev, and you ate a half a zayis, and then 30 seconds later you ate another half a zayis, of course it's mitzdarv, because it's in the Sheikh Hilas Pras. We had to tell you the chiddush when you realized between the two half a zayisim, in those 30 seconds you realize, hey, I just ate chaylev, and you forgot again, and you again ate half a zayis. That's the case that we had to tell you. And that is, since you knew between these two half a shiurim, we had to tell you that it's still going to be mitzvah. Because I would have thought that just like we say that when they're two complete shiurim, they're considered separate for chatas when you have a yediyah. Here also we say, once you have a yediyah between these two halves, that they shouldn't be mitzvah. We view it as separate. And that we have to tell you that only there it's considered a yediyah. But a yediyah of a chatzi shiur is not a yediyah. That although I know that I ate a half a zayis of chaylev, that's not considered a yediyah to make a chaloy, so to speak, to say that now it's separate, and now when I do it again, it's not connected because there was a yediyah that's mechalak. No. As the Gemara said, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Gamliel's opinion said later on in Perek HaBayin, that he says, and yediyah l'chatzi shiur, he says, there's no chaloy, there's no impact, there's no halachic, so to speak, condition of yediyah when there was only a half a shiur. And that's why it's going to be mitzvah. And that's a big chiddush. Because although you had a yediyah between the two half a shiurim, you ate a half a zayis. And then 30 seconds later, you ate another half a zayis. But you had a yediyah in between. You would think that's not mitzvah. Just like it's separate when you had a shiur of a zayis. And then you had a yediyah, and then you had another shiur that's two separate chatois. You would think it's not mitzvah kamashmal. And that's why we have to tell you that it is going to mitzvah on the min echad chayv. But really, the shnei min and potter is really one min in two plates. And therefore, it's not difficult on Rav Asi, because Rish Lakish's explanation was going to save a nam derish. Nothing more continues on a similar discussion as we were discussing up until now. Itmar we learned. Ochos shnei zesi chaylev behela mechad. If someone ate two zesim, two shiurim of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness, then benoidu la alarishin, he finds out about the first one that he had done wrong. Then v'chazav benoidu la alashini, then later on, he finds out about the second one. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask, if before he designated a carbon on the first knowledge of the first iser, and that what we're talking about over here is that yediyah itself, the knowledge of the first aver, will make it separate for karban chatois, even though there was no yediyah between the two different eatings that they were in one lapse of awareness. Or the Gemara is going to say, possibly we're talking about after you had already designated a carbon for the first one, and then you find out about the second one, and that it's only the hafrashas of the carbon, that the actual designations of the carbon chatas, that would separate it. So we have this case, that you did two different Isurim of the same Isur, you ate a Zayas of Chaylev, and then you ate another Zayas of Chaylev, one lapse of awareness, then you only found out about the first one, and then after finding out about the first one, then you found out about the second one. So we have a machloikis. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv Shtayim, that you're liable for two carbons, two set, although it was one lapse of awareness, but since you had a one Yediyah and then you had another Yediyah, they're considered separate. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv Shtayim, Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv says you only Chayiv on one. So the Gemara explains the machloikis. Rabbi Yechon says that you're liable for each one separately because the pasuk in Mayikud that says, Al chat tosai, that for his carbon chatas, vehevi and he'll bring. And that is, the pasuk says, vehevi carbon, that he will bring his carbon, si'iras izim tamima nekeva, a female carbon for his iser, al chat tosai ashachata, on the sin that he had sinned. And it's mashma, on every single carbon chatas he should bring. It says, vehevi should bring. What? Al chat tosai, on his sin that he sinned. Chat tosai sounds like that one, meaning every single one, requires its own karma chatas, and therefore Rabbi Yechanan says that since you had a separate yediyah on the first one, and then you had a separate yediyah on the second one, that it splits it up, and you have to bring a separate carbon for each one. Rish Lakish on the pasuk, Rish Lakish says that no, you're exempt. You only have to bring one carbon, as the pasuk over there says, "Mechatosoi v'nislachle," that from his sin that he's going to be forgiven, and that is. Even if it says mechatase from his sin, that is, even if he only brings a kapara on part of his sin, still as the pasuk says, v'nisach loy, that it'll be totally forgiven. And that is, if you bring one carbon on both these, since they were one lapse of awareness, although you had a yediyah on the first one first, even though it's only miktas, even though it's only mechatase, because it's halfway in the sense that you really had a yediyah on the first one, then the second one, still it's going to be included in together with the first one, that's mechatasai, that even though it's only part of it, it's going to be forgiven. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish regarding this case when you did it both in one lapse of awareness, but then you had a yediyah between the first and the second one regarding knowing about the avera, and then you only later found out about the second one. That's going to be mechayev you two separate karbonas or one karbon. Now the Gemara asks, Rish Lakish, hoksev achatasai, behavi. What does Rish Lakish do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yechanan that says that l'chayu you have to bring al chatosai, you have to bring it on your sin, that it means each one is mechayev its own karbon chatas? On that, the Gemara says, ha'ulacha kapor, he learns that case is talking about when you found out about the second one after that you already had an atonement, you already had brought the karbon chatas on the first one. And now, if it was already brought, and only later you found out about it, only then is the karbon chal of the second one, because it's only chal when you know about the avera. So therefore, now it's already too late. It definitely can't be included in the first one. That's when it says al-chatasai. But if you only found out and you didn't bring the first one yet, and then you found out about the second one, then of course it's going to be included in the first one as he brought from his pasuk, mechatasai, from that even though it's only partly of it connected, still it's going to be included in that one. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan nami hoksev mechatasai v'nisachloi. What does he do with the pasuk of Rish Lakish that says that from his chatas, that it'll be totally forgiven even though it's only partly? So, but he says that each one has to bring its own karma chatas. So Gemara says, "Hachem Haskin." Rabbi Yechon will say that what is that pasuk alluding to? That, for example, if he ate a kezayis of chaylev and another half a kezayis of chaylev together, then he only found out about the kezayis that he'd eaten. He didn't realize that he had also eaten another half a kezayis when he ate that kezayis. And then he went and ate another half of a kezayis of chaylev within the lapse of the other half that he had with the first. In other words, first he had a kezayis and a half. He only found out about the kezayis, but not about the half. So he had half a kezayis still that was in the lapse of awareness. And then he ate another half before he found out about the first half. So on that, I would have thought that they could be mitzarf, these two halves, to be mechayev and mekar mechatzis, because they're both in one lapse of awareness, because he never found out about the first half, and it should be now joined together with the second half to make it one kar mechatzis. Kamash mulon, and now we have to say the chiddush, that first half is included in the first zayis, and it's included in the first yediyah that he had, and it's as if he heard about all the zayis and a half, because had he had already brought the carbon on the first zayis, this half would have been included, although he didn't know about it, with the first kezayis, even without the yediyah, because since it's less than a shir, it's not considered significant, and it would have been already had the kapar. But however, if you have another kezayis that you didn't have a yediyah on, that since you didn't know about it, it's not included with the first one that had a yediyah, and therefore, since it's one after another, then we say yediyah samachalkas as the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. But definitely, you don't see from this pasuk like Rish Lakish. This says mechatosai, that even though it's only partly joined, that's alluding to this specific case when you had a zayis and a half, which that half really you didn't have yediyah on, and you think it would join with the second half of Zayas, but since you had a yediyah first on the Zayas, and had you brought the carbon on the first Zayas, it would have included the other half, because the half is not so significant. So therefore, even though you have another half now, it's not going to join together to mechayev a new karmachatas, and that's what it means mechatasa. But however, again, if you had two Zaysim, and you found out about only the first one, and then you only later found out about the second one, that yediyah will be mechalik, and say that since had you brought on the first one, you would still have been liable for the second one, therefore they do separate, and you'll be liable for two kor mechatois. Now the Gemara elaborates on this machloikis between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Amle Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said Ravashi, the issue that lay, we're talking about this discussion between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish was that when he found out about the second averi that I had done, koidim afrasha pligi, that their machloikis is, that if he found out about the second one before the first one was already designated, and that is definitely, they're not talking about that if it was designated. They're talking about that machlekes was only based on if he found out about the first one, but he had yet to designate a carbon on it. Ubaho pligi, and their machlekes was as follows. The marsa, where the Rabbi Yochanan held, yedias machalkes, that just the knowledge, the awareness of the first aveira, of the first kezias of chaylev, it separates it from the second kezias of chaylev. And although he didn't even separate a carbon yet, it's still going to be separate. That's why he liable for two carbon chattas. Umar Savan Rish Lakish, then no. Hafrashim Mechalkas, only when you a designation of a carbon would separate it from the second one, because it wasn't included in the designation. So therefore, you would be, if you already designated the first one, only then did you find out about the second one, then the second one would have to bring its own carbon chattas. But if it was already, as we said, after the designation of the first one, then Rish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that then you'd be liable for karma chatz. I only argue in Rabbi Yochanan when you only found out, you only had an awareness of the first aver, and then you found out about the second one, then it's included. But after the hafrasha, there even Rish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan Yechayev too. Oy dilmo, or maybe not. Maybe the issue de le acha hafrasha pligi. Maybe their own machlokes was talking about that when you found out about the second kezias of chaylev, only after that you had designated the carbon on the first one. Ubaho pligi, and this was the machlokes. The masa of the Rabbi Yochanan held hafrasha machlokes, that when you designate a carbon, it makes a separation between the two. And then now, once you already designate a carbon, only then you find out about the second one, you have to bring another carbon on the second one. Masa of the Rish Lakish held no kaporis machlokes. Just designate a carbon is not enough to separate it. You didn't bring it yet, so of course it should include, since it was in one lapse of awareness when you had done both achilas of the avera, therefore it should be included in the first carbon. It's only when you actually had an atonement, you already brought the carbon, and then you found out about the second one, now there's nothing to be included, and it's already gone and done, and I'm only have a chalois and a chiv of chattas on the second one when I find out about it, and when I find out about it, this one is already out of the world. On that, he said, then I agree that it's going to separate, but afresh itself is not going to separate. As the Gemara says, and maybe in reverse, but before the designation, there even Rabbi Yechon would agree to Rish Lakish, that you only would be liable for one carbon chattas. And their whole machlikas is only regarding the hafrasha. Is hafrasha mechalik or hafrasha is not mechalik, that you need to have kapar. But before hafrasha, they even Rabbi Yechon would agree just knowing about it. So therefore what? It's still, they were done in one lapse of awareness. You didn't bring a carbon yet. So of course, now when you bring a carbon, they should be included in one carbon. That's the second side. The third side is a dilmo, maybe bein brzu or bein brzu machlekes. Maybe they argued on both regarding the yediyah and both regarding the afrash. And that is, Rabbi Yechanan is mechayev too, even if you just have a yediyah, an awareness between the two of them. Whereas Rish Lakish would hold that you potter, even if you had a hafrasha already from the first one, and only then you found out about the second one, still he would say you only chayev one, because he holds that you have to have a kapara, and only then you find out about the second one, then you're going to be mechayev too. So those are the three different options. Did they argue only on yediyah? And hafrasha, everyone holds that you're going to be chayiv to? Or do you say they only argue on hafrasha, and that everyone holds that by yediyah, you're only going to be chayiv one? Or do you say they argue on both yediyah and hafrasha, that Rabbi Yochanan is mechayiv two, even with just yediyah? And your shlokesh holds you only chayiv one, even with hafrasha, because he holds you need to have a kapar. So those are three different options that the Gemara says regarding the machlekes. So the Gemara says, Amalei mistabra. So he answered him and says, it would make sense, it would be logical to say, bein bezu or bein bezu machlekes. That really they're arguing both on the third option, that Rabbi Yechanan would say that you're going to be chayiv too, even with just yediyah. And Rish Lakish would say that you're even only liable for one, even if after hafrasha, and that you need to have a kapar. And he proves it. These are good that they're creating hafrasha, because if you think that they're only arguing before hafrasha, That is, as we said, that was the first option regarding Yediyah. But if it was after the designation of the carbon there, Yesh Lakish would agree that you already designated a carbon of the first one, and only then you found out about the second one, that then you'd be liable for a carbon chatz in both of them. But Ademukim Lekro Alacha Kapara, then for the fact that Yesh Lakish says when he has to explain the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan that he says is talking about after kapara, that is, we asked originally on Yesh Lakish that we used Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk against him, that it says al chatasoy behavi, that for each chatas you have to bring a carbon. So what does Yesh Lakish do with it when he says he only liable for one chatas? And the Gemara had said that Yesh Lakish will say that that pasuk is talking about that after a kapara of the first one, then yeah, of course you have to bring on each one separately, and you'll have to bring a separate chatas on the second one. But you could have easily said that it's talking about after the hafrasha of the first one. But now that the Gemara had answered that it's saying that it's only after the kapara, so obviously it was pasha to the Bnei Yeshiva that were masada the Gemara, that even after the hafrasha, Yesh Lakish would still say you're pata with the one carbon chatas, and it's only if you had a kapara on the first one that then you would be liable for a separate chatas on the second kezias. As the Gemara says, look milacha afrasha, why say the pasuk is talking about, to answer how he explains the pasuk of Yechanan, that's after the kapara, say something after the afrasha. So therefore it makes sense to say that they're not arguing on kaidim afrasha, and that after afrasha Yesh Lakish would agree. V'iyacha afrasha pligi, and if you say that they're arguing that their machlekes was the second option the Gemara had, that they were arguing after the afrasha. But before he designated a carbon, you only found out about it of the first aver, but you didn't find out about the second aver yet, that then even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you're only going to be chayv on one, then the question is in reverse. Instead of the Gemara explaining that the pasuk of Yesh Lakish, which was difficult according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says mecha tasai, that even only some of it is being forgiven, it'll be included, and that we have to say is talking about a case of kezayis and mechza, that although you would think that that second half of a kezayis will be joined with the second half, with the other half that you're doing, and not with the first one, and that we have to say that no, that's even miktsas, even part of it, even mechatasa, will be included in the awareness of the first kezayis with the half that was with it, because it's not so significant. Luk mekoidim afrosha. Based on the second option, we could have easily said that, you know how Rabbi Yechon is going to say that you're going to be liable only one chatas for two? Not when this new case of kezayis mechza. So you could have said very simply that when it's before you designate a carbon on the first one, and you only had a yediyah, there we said that he agrees that it's only going to be one carbon. And therefore, obviously that we have to say like the third option, that really they argue on bezeh bezeh pligi, they argue on both, because either way it's difficult. Why say the pasuk of Yesh Lakish was like that, and the pasuk of Yochanan like that, to answer each other's psukim, when you could have easily said one or the other, that there is talking about before the afrasha, or there is talking about after the afrasha, and that either one we said that they agree, so obviously they argue on both. And that's why we couldn't say by the pasuk of Yesh Lakish, that for the pasuk of Yochanan, when we had to answer according to Yesh Lakish, that it was talking about after the afrasha, because even after the afrasha he argues, and we couldn't say the same thing by Yochanan, that it's talking about before the afrasha, because even before the afrasha he argues, and that's why we have to say it's talking about a case of a kezayis mechza. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not true, it's not a proof. Maybe it's not like the third option in the Gemara. Maybe it's either the first one or the second option that they only argue before the Afrasha, or they only argue after the Afrasha, and that Rabbi Yochanan or Yesh Lakish would agree to the other one in the other cases. However, v'dilma svuki misafkele, maybe the Gemara, that is, maybe those who organized the Gemaras, they also were unclear regarding this machlekes of Yochanan and Yesh Lakish, just like I have this suffix, if they were arguing before the Hafrasha or after the Hafrasha, or arguing by both before the Hafrasha and after the Hafrasha. And this the Gemara had asked on Rabbi Yochanan in the pasuk of Yesh Lakish, that it says, Michatosev and Nislachloi, and they answered a case of Kezayis and Mechza, it was in a lotion of Im Timtzalem, as the Gemara says. The im tim tzalaimakar, and if you're going to say that is im tim tzalaimakarim hafrasha pligiba, that if you're going to say that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Yesh Lakish is only before the designation, and that is because after the hafrasha, after the designation, there Yesh Lakish is going to agree to Rabbi Yochanan that there you're going to be chayef for two, then Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even yediyah is samachalkes, because we're saying that's where they argue on, that's like the first option we had in the Gemara. Then how does Rabbi Yochanan explain the pasuk? Because he even holds that yediyah samachalkes. So then how do you ever have a case that one chatas will work for both, when even just having a cognizance and awareness of the first one will make each one liable for a separate karmachatas? That the Gemara said, that's Tumah the case. When you have a Kezayis Amechza, like we said, that the other half, that although you weren't aware of it, since had you brought a carbon on the first Kezayis, it would have included the other half, since it's negligible in the sense that it's not of substantive, that would be Mechayv a person a carbon, that's included. So that's also considered Mechatase from, it's only part of the Kapar, it's included on that. And that is the Gemara's Teretz is as follows, that if we knew for a fact that the whole machlok is between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says Yechayiv to is only after the Hafrasha. But before the Hafrasha, before it's designated, just with an awareness, that he agrees to Shlokish, like the second option we had in the Gemara, then we wouldn't have any questions. Because then we would say that the Pasuk of Mechatase b'nislach loy, which is what Rish Lakish was proving from, is talking about before the Hafrasha. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan would interpret the Pasuk. But our question was that Imtim Tzalayim, if you're going to say like this question of Ravina, then maybe they even argued before the Hafrasha, and Rabbi Yochanan says there's still Yechayiv too, so how would Rabbi Yochanan ever establish and explain the Pasuk of Mechatase b'nislach loy if even with just a simple awareness he considered it separate, that one carbon will not be Mechaper on both? And that the Gemara says that when it's a Kezayis Mechza. And this is what the Gemara was answering, that even if you're going to say that before the Hafrasha still there's the Machloikis, or even by both cases they argue, still you could say that Rabbi Yochanan will establish the Pasuk by Kezayis Mechza. And the same thing is in reverse, regarding Rish Lakish. When the Gemara had asked in Rish Lakish from the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan that says Al Chatase Behevi, that Chatase means on every carbon, on every single sin you have to bring its own separate carbon, and Rish Lakish says that no, both can be included in one carbon, on that the Gemara had answered that it's talking about La'acha Kapara, and really we said he could have said La'acha Afrasha if it's like that option in the Gemara that he agrees after the designation. It's not true, because we were misupik that what are they arguing in, just like I had the question. As the Gemara explains, V'imtim tzolayim La'acha Afrasha pligin, if you're going to say that their machloik between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish is only after the designation, and that is before the designation, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it's not, but Rabbi Shlokish himself, the question is, Rish Lakish, Heichimukid Leilakrit. Then it's like the second option the Gemara had, that the whole Machlokas was after the designation. But before the designation, then Rabbi Yechon would agree that you're not going to be Chayiv two, you're only reliable for one, because an awareness itself is not Machalik. But Rish Lakish, Heichimukid Leilakrit. How would Rish Lakish explain the Pasuk of Rabbi Yechonan that even Hafrasha, even the designation of the carbon, is not Machalik them into two? So when do you ever have that you Chayiv for each one separately, when he says that even if you designate a carbon, it's not going to be be mechayiv too? And that the Gemara had answered, b'la'acha kapara, that we're talking about after the kapara. And that is, the Gemara is saying, similar as we said before, that if you're going to say that after the designation, they're also arguing, that is, even after the designation of the first kezayis, still Rish Lakish would say that you're pate with one carbon, then now you can't say that the pasuk is talking about that when you chayiv too, for each one separately, as chatosai seems to say, that's talking about after the afrasha. So then Rish Lakish, how's he going to explain the pasuk? In other words, what's he talking about that the pasuk is saying? On that, the Gemara says that even if you're going to say that after the Hafrasha, the argue, you could still say it's talking about La'acha the Kapar. And therefore, with the way our Gemara concludes, is that we had a three-pronged suffix regarding the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in what is considered a Yediyah to be Mechalik between the first Kezayis and the second Kezayis, that although they ate it in one Halama, one lapse of awareness, but then if you found out about it, or if you designate a carbon, or do you even need to have a Kapara, and only then will it be considered a separate entity from the second Kezayis to be mechal between them. However, the Gemara is not poshut. It could be that we were misupik and there's no rai when we explained each other's psukim for the other one. We took the extreme of imtim tzalem, then maybe it's like this version or that version. So what do we do then? And now we have to say, but really, possibly, the Gemara was misupik and it wasn't resolving that the machlokes that they had was bein bezu or bein bezu. Maybe it could have been one or the other. We just we're not clear about it, and therefore there's no raya from those who put together the Gemara, because maybe they had the same suffix as I had, as the Amori was saying, and therefore it's not clear. But that was a machalik between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What do we consider that's machalik the two? Is there enough yediyah, or is it afrasha, or possibly do we even need to have kapara, and only then do we say that the second one will have to have its own karmachatas?